This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jeff in Canada, and we're going to go to Zach from Morocco, frequent caller, hadn't called in about 3 or 4 months, always informative. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air, go ahead.
So I brought up the Noahide law, that's N-O-A-H-I-D-E law, and that was signed into law by George Herbert Walker Bush in 1991. Not a lot of people know about this, but apparently since then, all 50 states have signed on to it. And my concern with it is, first off, there's a blasphemy law in there, which if you run the table on what it all means, is it's outlawing belief in Jesus and is punishable by beheading of all things.
Well, I know there's a big UN move to unify all the religions, and it's all anti-Christian. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. I was about to go to Zach, but it looked like he just hung up. So let's go ahead and talk to Grant in Iowa. Grant, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Going back to the drag queen deal. You know, we've talked about this before. You've talked about this before. I've talked to Owen about it. These people embrace the dark. They ignore the truth. They don't have the drive to seek it out like we do. And like you said, they're just vessels. They're being passive, which leads them to being led by the devil toward the darkness, which is obviously clearly and obviously encouraged by technology and the media and Hollywood and all the automated, instant gratifying, zero-patient system that they've built.
Imagine being these mothers, mainly, taking your children, in some cases they don't ask, it's at the elementary school, and giving them to convicted pedophiles to sit on their lap, and the women look totally whacked out of their minds.
I mean, it's hard to even imagine, you know, because I'm not a crazy person. But, you know, a lot of people aren't engaged in politics and don't know what's going on. And I feel like having your head in the sand is some ways just as bad as actively participating in the deception.
Oh, I agree.
You know, we have to put effort into finding the light and finding the truth versus they just get to slack off and sit around vacuously staring into their imperial probe droids. And the other awfully terrible point you made earlier, you know, think of the crimes that these people aren't caught for. It's just like at the border when you encounter and apprehend 100,000 illegal border crossers in the month of March. There's 200,000 or 300,000 more that you didn't encounter nor apprehend.
Or way more than that. Some sectors have reported 13,000 to 15,000 a day.
It's overwhelming. You know, something has to be done. We can't just
And they're smuggling kids, and they admit they are, but nobody cares about those kids.
No, and we have to stop being afraid of economic woes and the cost of children when we're already paying for so many other people's kids. The middle class is under attack. We have to get back to replacement rate. You've been warning about this for years. We have to fight back and raise real children with real brains instead of letting the Apple computer chip raise them. And it was a really dark segment when you went over that stuff last hour. You know, I go to the mall, I go to campus, I go almost anywhere in public, and I can feel that darkness around me, the emptiness, the place where the humanity should be. It's different if you're at, like, a basketball game or a rock concert, because at least people are engaged in something tangible and they're doing something together, which makes us feel alive. But we shouldn't have to go to sporting events just to get that connection with others. Just like Doug from Connecticut said, the eyes are absolutely the window to the soul, and you can look at these people, look at Schiff when he's lying to you on national television over and over, and you can see that they know that they're trying to deceive. They're not.
Well, that's right. Politically and economically and culturally, you know he's a liar, but also just looking at him, you're like, that's the bad guy. That is a sack of garbage. That is a lying deceiver on a power trip trying to hype himself up to look credible.
You got to trust your gut on these things, like you said before. My last little idea, you didn't take a lot of calls this week, but you guys should do a Joe Biden hair shampoo commercial. It'd be pretty hilarious, I think.
How do we do it?
You know, just you could do like a shampoo commercial where you're like, oh, look, our shampoo smells so fresh, and then have Joe, you know, cut to him smelling all the hair and be like, Joe loves it.
No, I totally agree. That's it. I need to do the voiceover, like, And now, Vidal Sassoon rolls out its new product, sponsored by our new star, Joe Biden. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold.
Imagine.
So the story.
You had a neighbor you've known for 10 years, came over and played chess every month, had barbecues, came over. But one time, you've got some small children, and you got a pool party going on at your house, and you walk out in the back grilling hamburgers, and there's Bob or David or William or whatever his name is, and he's got your 7-year-old daughter sitting on his lap, and he's rubbing her butt, and he says, "You want to touch my beard? You like that? You could be a boy. You could be a girl. You could shake your booty." You'd say, "Bob, get your ass out of here." And you'd probably move, not to live next door to Bob. But that goes on in public, and they don't even ask in many cities when they have your elementary school students sit on their freakish laps, and they tell you, "We're getting your kids," and you put up with that. It's sick. It's demonic. It's real. But here's the thing, raping kids is still illegal. And so all over the country, people are going to these events, and they're running their backgrounds. And these men who think they're disguised are being exposed. So I salute everybody that's doing that. I want you to keep it up. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Liberty Smith in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Welcome.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Use Prel for the smell. How about that?
A little distorted audio, but go ahead.
Oh, I just, for the meme on the Biden thing, use Prel for the smell.
Prel for the smell. Smells like tyranny, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I agree with all those callers that have called just recently, Alex, so I'm not going to bother you with all that. All I'm going to say is I have some personal reasons, which I have no problem telling you off air. But these pedophiles need to go down, Alex. I mean, enough's enough, and I want to be part of that. I'm a 62-year-old man. I have a son your age. I got 12 grandchildren. Enough's enough, man. I mean, it's an emotional thing for me, just as many other things are. But this particular one should piss any man off. I mean, enough.
The big old fat pedophiles want to bounce your daughter, granddaughter on their knee? Yeah. Or all these perverts want to go meet with your kids? They're like, "We're going to meet with your kids, and the left's going to let us. Because we, your kids are ours."
I know, and it's crazy. And I just can't see why anybody would even put up with it. And like I said, I got personal reasons, but I want to be part of it in any way, shape, or form, taking these demonic pedophiles down. I mean, it's a button point for me as far as I'm concerned, and any man should be.
God, it's so creepy, man. Convicted child rapists dressed up as women at a government-sponsored event, and the mayor says, we're going to keep doing it. I think that mayor's probably been compromised. Liberty Smith, thanks so much. Let's talk to Matt in California, the drag queen trans story time. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just real quick, I've purchased a lot of your products. I won't go through the entire list, but just about everything that everyone else has said, too, I've got them. And still holding on tight to my Hillary for prison shirt. In Long Beach, California, I was, you know, surprised when I heard, too, that, you know, that happened here at the Michelle Obama Library. It was that one that had the giant white horns with the red tips on it, that crazy psycho. And
yeah, it was the man dressed like a Pokemon demon, yeah.
Exactly. And it's just like the last caller, that should upset every man, father, grandfather, brother that, you know, that these people are out there and they need to be stopped. I mean, it's almost like, you know, if you caught one, it would just be like, I'd be standing there just like Marcellus Wallace, you know, Pulp Fiction with that, you know, just like this guy, these guys are done. I mean, and I full on support you guys. You know, thank you so much.
Don't thank me, brother. We're doing this. This is a common sense survival. Please don't thank me for coming up for oxygen, Matt. God bless you. Yeah, it's look, this is their plan. The globalists are obsessed with the flesh and hurting children, whether it's killing them after they're born for their organs, or whether it's putting them on drugs, or whether it's raping them. That's the left's religion. They're the left. They're the left-hand path. What does the left do? Everybody knows what they do. Let's talk to Max in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Ahead of a Curve, Mr. Van Helsing. First of all, with the previous caller, if they really want to help out with getting not only this issue but other issues, they should flood you with cash. You know, you're the most biggest guy in this right now.
Well, we're fighting hard. They got the dark side suing us, and their poor victims are using. But we're fighting hard. People have been supporting us. So, yes, thank you, brother. But, I mean, again, people keep thanking me. This is what you're supposed to do. I mean, I've got children, too. But so what's your take on the ancient history of vampires?
Well, the word vampire is the word vampire. It's from the Balkan region, and it's a very ancient problem. They weren't able to solve it back then, and it would always pop up again. Some believed it was a psyop to psych out the manly Spartan-like and soldiers in the area. Others believed that there was in the ground heavy metals that contaminated the well water, even radioactive elements that caused like Mad Hatter syndrome, but it's never been solved. And I think it's an issue, which is testing from God, the human element. And we're being tested.
By the way, you're not just saying this. I researched this. It was in old history books. Greece had a problem with vampires. Russia did. The Balkans, as you said, big problems. Transylvania. People wouldn't let their kids out at night because people grab them and eat them.
And another big issue was that when the at the time when there was hunting parties, as you discussed, as you recall in folklore, they could go into hibernation for extended periods of time in coffin. You know, we've all seen and heard those stories, movies, etc. But I still think people should just flood you with cash, just load you up Soros-grade money. You know, you should have as much money as Soros.
Well, believe me, I'm actually drooling, not for the money, but for what I can do with it. Absolutely. If people will just buy the products and just sign up for auto ship and just do it, because, I mean, we're nip and tuck, and I want to be way ahead to expand things. But regardless, God keeps coming through, and I thank you so much, Max. And again, I don't go down this vampire road lightly. They're not literal vampires. They don't live forever. But they're promised that by their God, and they think they are, and the spirit we're dealing with is very old. And the thing is, it jumps from person to person, so that's where you get the thing of, like, it doesn't die. You can kill the vampire, the possessed person, that just keeps coming back. And they always put clown makeup on. If you actually read the older histories in Greece or in the Balkans or even Japan, people would put makeup on, they go out and they just grab women and kids and, like, suck their blood. And you're like, well, those are psychotics, exactly. So there's a certain thing happens, especially in cities and civilizations, where you get psychotics that lust after children's blood. which means the essence. It means they can rape them, they can kill them. Whatever it is, they want to terrorize them, like Monster School or whatever. I've seen that movie. What is it? Monsters and Monsters Academy, where the ghosts get power off scaring kids. And they're kind of telling you what they're doing right there. Now, I said, Mr. Papert, who does a great job and manages one of our great TV affiliates, is about to take over. And I really appreciate the great job he does once a week. I want to get him his own show soon. We're trying to line that up and get it done. But I promised to finish your calls. So we come back and make four or five more calls, bam, 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 fast, and then Tom Papert's going to take over all the great work he does. So look for that. But I didn't even plug last hour. I'm going to plug this hour. Storewide free shipping is about to end this weekend. It's got to end. I've got to come up with some new specials. And a lot of the best sellers are about to sell out, but 50 to 60% off all the supplements, double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yeah, I mean, believe me, folks, X2, DNA Force, these are amazing products, and they're game changers. So read about them, find out what products you want, get them, get the coffee, get the toothpaste, get the fish oil, get the protein bars, get things you're going to want to reorder once you see they're great. Sign for auto ship.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Tom Pepperd's taking over here in just a few minutes, but I promise to knock these calls out. Bill in Kentucky, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm kind of going to shift gears away from the basic topic, but it all has to do with the same thing. I've got a question for you. Why is it that Adam Schiff can constantly beat the pulpit that he's got evidence of problems with Trump, but yet why isn't he obstructing justice in saying that without being made to cough it up?
Because they still think they control a lot of the agencies, and he thinks corporate media will protect him. And so a lot of Republican leaders think old corporate media has power. So they've been basically bullied into submitting to him. It's all bluster.
Well, you know, I still get back to the same old thing. The basics is that the devil's using his toolbox, manipulation, intimidation, and domination. If we can get that in our heads, I think we can deal with this.
Well, that's the thing. Notice the Bible says the devil goes about roaring like a lion. Not a lion. Roaring like a lion, seeing who he can devour. And I used to always watch, like, horror movies. Didn't really like them, but like Friday the 13th, where he's chasing the woman and she falls down and crawls on her back and doesn't fight back. I thought, well, that's not true, because you or I would fight back. But it's true. A lot of people fall down and grovel to evil instead of fighting it. So the devil looks for who he can devour. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking my call, and God bless and Godspeed.
God bless you, Bill, for putting up with me, because I babble a lot. But this is a great time to be alive, and listen to all you guys is humbling. And again, I'm not saying they're literal vampires, but they're demonic, and the spirit wants to hurt children because children are as close to God as you can get. They're made by God. They're in God's image, and they haven't been corrupted yet. They're as close to the garden before Adam and Eve fell as you can get, and the devil hates them. And that's it. The devil hates God, and a newborn baby is as close as you're going to get to God on this planet in the flesh. That's it. And when you realize that, you go, wow, this is heavy. But don't worry, the governor of Virginia is going to keep them healthy, keep them comfortable while he takes their livers. Brett in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So cool to talk to you, Alex. Man, I'm almost giddy about it.
I'm pleasure to talk to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, I thought I should plug your iodine, man. Because I had a very extraordinary experience with it. I was eating this Chinese joint, right? Really good food, man. Best I ever had. But they had the seafood. And, you know, it's that Pacific seafood, man, that Fukushima seafood. And I was eating it religiously every week. And anyways, I was just feeling terrible, like 3 days a week. And, I mean, I'm a lean, healthy guy. Work out, clean diet, all of that. But I still felt terrible, so I knew in my gut, man, I need to try the iodine. Well, anyway, I did, and after about 2 weeks, I went to sleep one night and slept harder than I ever have, and I woke up that next day feeling like a kid again. Like, I'd never felt that good since I was a kid, and I have every day since, as long as I take it. But I'm like you, I'll get out of the habit of taking it, and I'll start feeling bad again.
You just said it. I just told my wife, I said, honey, I'm not good at taking DNA Force and X2 and the fish oil. I forget. Will you make me take it? Because she's a big health nut and in great shape. And she said, yeah, I'll do it. So I'm the same way. I forget, even though I do it for a month and feel great, then I forget. You just said it.
Yeah.
Our bodies are starving for good iodine. They're starving for what's in clean fish oil. They're starving for what's in DNA Force. And like you said, if I take X2 every day for a week or two and don't forget, the sleep is like when you're a kid. Remember when you were a kid, it hurt to get up because you slept so good? And that's what, with X2 and things, you'll have the sleep that hurts to get up. I remember like deer hunting when I was like 9 years old, 7 years old, at 4 a.m. I got to cook breakfast, get up somewhere and cook breakfast, how bad it hurt to get up. But you think back, that's because the sleep was so good. And I have sleep that hurts to get up when I take particularly the X2. That's a great way of putting it. Like, I swear to God, this is the truth. A week ago, I had dreams so hard and slept so good when I took a bunch of X2. That I meant to come in here and talk about that deep sleep you get. And I guess it's just God working through things that you called in and talked about it. But you know what I'm talking about, where you sleep so good you don't want to get up?
Definitely. Definitely. Anyways, what I was calling to talk about was, I'm a few, man. You know, I'm on the zeitgeist. My finger's on the pulse, man. I predicted Trump. I was trying to wage bets for people, and everybody said Hillary was going to win. I mean, I was on it. And when you ran that earlier about those pedophiles, man, and I seen those two creeps, you know, they were talking about bring your kids to the screen. I felt it. I felt it in my gut. This is what, like, the Bible warned us about. This is a big power. This is a big global force. This is the Antichrist. I mean, this is the devil, and I can just feel it. I mean, I've never been so disgusted in my life about anything.
No, I totally agree. And as bad as it is, though, everything God told us is now being fulfilled. So how good is that? As bad as this is, Mark of the Beast, one world government, they're coming for our kids. How good does it make it, though, to know that Revelations is true and that God's real and cared about us so much that God would give us a cheat sheet to get out of this?
It will make a believer out of you. I mean, it definitely. I mean, because whether or not you believe in God, it's pretty apparent that Satan is real. This stuff couldn't be happening without a dark, evil entity, you know, that running the show.
It's all coordinated. It's all coordinated.
It's pretty clear. It's pretty obvious now. It doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take a conspiracy analyst like our ilk to figure it out. I mean, it's just clear now. And I just feel it all. Just like righteous indignation.
Well, you can feel the evil growing, but here's the thing. Good is growing. Every opposite, for Newtonian physics, for every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. So you feeling angry and upset and focused and your discernment increasing is because as the devil comes into the world, God's going to come into the world through you. So as long as you just stay focused and reach out to others and tell the truth and follow what God's telling you to do, this is the great contest because God had to give us free will. People say, oh, God's a sadist. No, God isn't a sadist. God had to give us free will to be new independent creatures from him. That's heavy, and it's painful, just like having children. You have children with your wife. They're going to face a whole world of things. They're going to go through adversity. They're going to probably get cancer and have a heart attack when they're old and die. He's like, well, I'm going to commit my kid, but that's part of life, and that's part of the free will. And everything is what God does through us is God's work. And so you see the beauty and the mastery of it because the spirit doesn't die. We're going to be with all those kids and our grandparents, everybody, literally, spiritually, forever. We're going to break into that next level when we die. And it's going to be, we're going to thank God all day that God was willing to go through the pain to create his children and then have them go through pain so that they grow up and chose to be with God because we have free will because God respects us so much that he would let this horrible, wicked devil system attack his very children. Like the Bible says, God loves a sparrow of the field. Think how much God thinks about you. I apologize to Raymond and Bob, but I'm not going to crap on Papper, who I really want to hear from. He's taking over. He wants to take those calls if he can. But that's it. War Room coming up with Owen at 3 o'clock Central. Whatever you spread those links, and remember, the enemy hopes you don't. Visit newswars.com. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions
and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, God Emperor Trump on Facebook, KCTU TV5 here in Wichita, Kansas, filling in for Alex. Thank you so much to Alex and everyone at InfoWars for giving me this opportunity. And I apologize to those callers we didn't get to, but I know Alex is much more fun to talk to than I am. So I've got to kind of follow up on what Alex has been talking about today, this ridiculous pedophilic drag queen hour, these vampires who exist in our midst. They're obviously also in government. They're also in politics. Some of them are running for president or are about to. The big story that I want to cover, our first one for the day, Joe Biden The scandal that just will not quit. Now he's attempting to make light of it. You've got him sniffing these women's hair. You've got him caressing children's face. There's viral videos going back decades of this now. And it's something that those of us on the right, we've known about it for a long time. We're all old hands at this because Joe Biden has always been creepy. But all of a sudden now it's in the media and Joe Biden thinks he's going to make light of it. That seems to be the new strategy. We've got the article up at BigLeaguePolitics.com. I also write there, he gave me permission to touch him. Biden hugs kids during bizarre event. Can you just imagine if President Trump, when he said, grab him by the you-know-what, if he had said, oh, well, it's just funny, let's laugh about it, ha ha, it's no big deal, that would have been a train wreck. But now Joe Biden, who is getting ready to run for president any day now, gets to say things like, he gave me permission to touch him, all right? Everyone knows I like kids better than people. And if you just watch this, it's everybody he comes in contact with. The guy is too physical. He has no personal space boundaries whatsoever. And one thing that has really bothered me as this has broken the last few days is nobody is talking about the children. You have all of these adult women, some of them in their 20s, 30s, 40s, who are coming forward to say, Joe Biden made me feel uncomfortable when he did X, Y, Z. But then you go online and there's dozens and dozens of pictures of children being caressed by Joe Biden. And I mean, you can say it's not sexual contact, but would you let this stranger go up and touch your child? Would you sit in a room with your child and Joe Biden and not be in panic mode the whole time about what type of physical contact is going to happen in that space? I don't think anybody on left, right, or center, except maybe the lunatics who take their kids to the drag queen story hour, maybe they would have no problem with Alex Jones being there. But it is, frankly, shocking. And he kept going. He said, when talking about the event organizer, I just wanted to let you know that I had permission to hug Lonnie. I had permission. He's joking about it. He shoves it right into our faces. He knows what he's doing is bizarre and inappropriate, but there's no problem. The audience was actually laughing at the jokes, according to reports, despite Biden's ongoing battle with now, I think it's up to 7 women who say that he made them uncomfortable by touching them inappropriately. 5 women have come out publicly. During his speech, he complained about what he sees as a lack of appreciation for the American worker, trying to style himself as President Trump. I really think that because in these imaginary leftist universe, they think that Trump sexually assaults women with no recourse, which is, of course, completely untrue. He was bragging to other men that women would willingly let him do something that we won't say on air. And so now I think he's really trying to cast himself as the Trump archetype, that it's okay, we're just going to laugh about it and move on. He said, we've gotten so damn sophisticated, so damn elitist. I hate the way things have changed in the last 15 to 20 years, echoing a lot of what President Trump talks about. But, you know, he's not talking about political correctness. And that's part of the beauty here, I think, is this is a little bit like Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, the situation with Joe Biden. You have the left, which says that unverified reports from 25, 30 years ago can be used to keep somebody off the Supreme Court, that Trump talking in a bus when he's going on what essentially is a shock jock turn TV show, that this is reasons why we can't have right wingers in office. And then the same exact thing happens to Joe Biden and suddenly it's, I hate the way things have changed. I hate the way the world is going. We need to get rid of this political correctness because now it affects him. So, speaking of vampires, that is exactly what this is to me. You have somebody who goes up and touches people, and in his weird little apology video, he says it's, well, that's how I show people I listen. That's how I show people I care. I go and I grab them by the waist, as he did Hillary Clinton, and I don't let go. It's weird, and it reminds me of, to bring another sicko into this, Ed Buck, the guy who has been tangentially related to the deaths of numerous black men who died in his apartment, usually of a drug overdose. And some men have come forward saying that Ed Buck feeds off their energy. He feeds off the fantastic energy of young black gay men. He pays them so he can take them to his apartment. This is all alleged, by the way. None of this is proven. This is what the so-called victims, apparent victims, alleged victims say happens. He pays them to come to his apartment so he can inject them with drugs and feed off their energy. And this is something that, as Alex pointed out and several of the callers have pointed out, this is something that's been happening since the dawn of time. You have these evil people who get high off causing harm to the innocent. And if they can do it to children, all the better. If they can do it to young black men, all the better. That's what they get off from. And another really kind of breaking story that we have up from yesterday at Big League Politics. This seems to be a common denominator with Democrats, something that they all just keep stepping in. They all just keep getting caught in. Kirsten Gillibrand. It turns out her father worked for the infamous NXIVM cult, the sex cult, which shut down after, with a lot of help, I should note, from InfoWars' own Roger Stone, who went in basically undercover to help get the disgusting sex cult shut down. And, of course, the fake news media likes to spin it as Roger Stone was involved in the sex cult. No, he helped destroy it. He demolished the thing. He said it was disgusting, terrible, too much. He's talked about it on InfoWars, which, of course, he is now no longer allowed to do. They've taken his First Amendment away from him. But Kirsten Gillibrand, who, if she gets her way, will be the first female president of the United States, the female Democrat senator. Her lobbyist father, Doug Rutnick, was employed by the sex cult, according to court documents. An eyewitness actually described how Gillibrand sat at the NXIVM table at a Hillary Clinton fundraiser. And one must ask, they're attending Hillary Clinton fundraisers? Just how interwoven and interconnected is all this? And by the way, this story is something that started out kind of out of left field. Before you know it, Fox News is reporting it. Before you know it, it's everywhere. It's on the Daily Caller. It's on Daily Wire. It's on Breitbart. Because this is insanity that these people who are affiliated with a sex cult, these metaphorical vampires, are trying to run the country. It's absolutely mind-boggling to those of us with our eyes open. Maybe to the average member of the public it's not, but that's why the InfoWars audience is so important. And on that note, I do have to remind everybody, because Alex Jones says he forgets to plug all the time, and it's true, he does. He gets so wrapped up in the news that the plugs just don't come out. It is so important to support this InfoWars, support websites that are showing that women running for president are apparently sickos, or at least connected to sickos. So InfoWarsStore.com, some of the best deals I've ever seen. I've been following Alex very closely for about 4 years now. I've known about him for a decade prior to that, ever since I was a young kid. But right now, these are some of the best deals you will ever see. 60% off major products, including the flagship BrainForce. Free shipping all over the site, site-wide. It is honestly one of the best opportunities to stock up that I have seen in some time. And it's all for the Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech Censorship Special. And of course, as usual, when I guest host the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show here, I have my two of my favorite products, at least. See, I need to stock up as well. This is a good opportunity for me to break out the debit card and go to InfoWarsStore.com, because as you can see, I've got my Alpha Male right here. I've got my my X2 Deep Earth Iodine Crystals. Both absolutely fantastic products. I'm also a big fan of Super Male Vitality. If it's still available, get it while you can. There is some rumors that they're going to be able to source it again. But it's all so important to support Alex Jones, support the InfoWar. Do not let the globalists win. And you do that by, again, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. I'm Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump. This is the Alex.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor from KCTU TV5 here in Wichita, Kansas. You know, it has been a little bit of a dark edition of the Alex Jones Show here. I've watched most of the show today here, making sure I would stay consistent with Alex. But one thing I like to do on my program on Facebook, God Emperor Trump Live, is leave everybody with a little bit of uplifting news. And it is very important. Everybody needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com. These people out here fighting the info war need support because we need to continue growing and expanding, every last one of us. But I do want to, again, give you a little uplifting news and a reminder that we are the silent majority in this country. Even under Trump, many of us are still silent because we don't want to be attacked in public, fired, ostracized, any number of terrible things. We don't want the vampiric armies to assemble against us. But this is just an example, a look into our silent majority. Tucker Carlson on Fox News, one of the few Fox News hosts who really gets it, I think. Of course, he's been on InfoWars before. He seems to be a friend of Alex Jones and the InfoWars team. Tucker Carlson is currently getting more viewers than all of CNN's primetime content combined. Put it all together, and they're about 400,000 people less than Tucker Carlson. That is the power of Fox News when they decide to put a patriot on the air. It's frankly, if they were financially motivated, they would probably have all Patriots on the air. But we all know that they probably have a hidden agenda. So this is, to me, just beautiful evidence that the people are waking up. You know, I've run the numbers before. Of course, it's all rough estimates. And now, since Alex Jones has been unpersoned so severely, you never know. It's hard to get the actual nuts and bolts now because everything, InfoWars is very intelligent. It's all proprietary information now. But Alex Jones probably reaches even more than Tucker Carlson. And it's probably growing every single day as more TV and radio affiliates get on the air, as people figure out how to skirt the big tech systems and show Alex Jones content on the big tech platforms without their permission. It's a good reminder that you're not alone out there. Regardless of how isolated the left tries to make you feel, there are lots of people just like you. So the next story I want to talk about, we've talked again, it's been kind of a dark episode, talking about these men wearing dresses doing the drag queen story hour where they want to sit on your toddler on their lap. These are many times, at least twice that we know of, convicted child rapists who molest and do violent sexual violence against six-year-olds. These are the people who come out. Now, the Pope has weighed in on this pedophile scandal. Oh, wait, no, he hasn't. No. I'm sorry. Pedophile Pope alleged set sights on the scourge of fake news. That's right. The Catholic Church barely does a day go by without another sexual grooming, pedophilia, gay sex scandal comes out. Well, don't worry. The Pope has his priorities straight. Because you see, fake news is one of the worst things that can possibly happen. This is one of those stories where it's, if you don't laugh, you cry. He has only once, to my knowledge, publicly said anything about the pedophile and sexual assault scandals that have rocked the Vatican for decades now and continue through the 2010s. But he says there are huge economic interests operating in the digital world capable of exercising forms of control that are as subtle as they are invasive, creating mechanisms for the manipulation of conscience and the democratic process. You read that word salad, and is he talking about when Jack Dorsey on Twitter shadow bans us so the average Twitter user isn't even able to see my tweets? No Twitter user is able to see Alex Jones' tweets. He's been, again, unpersoned. Is he talking about on Facebook where they de-boost conservative content so it's seen by less people, where they basically admit that they will shadow ban you if you are to the right of Joseph Stalin? Is that what he's talking about? Is he talking about on Google and YouTube where they say, we want to ban Ben Shapiro. We're just waiting for him to break the rules so we can ban Ben Shapiro like we did Alex Jones. And as soon as that happens, oh boy, we're going to ban him. We're going to ban him. Is that what he's talking about? No. Of course not. He's talking about what he calls fake news. He says these closed circuits facilitate the spread of fake news and false information, fomenting prejudice and hate. What a joke the Catholic Church has become under this man and even before him. Controversy after controversy after controversy, and he wants to fight fake news. You've got a Muslim invasion of Europe. You've got a world that will never be the same under his watch. And what does he do? He kisses the feet of these refugees of peace, and he fights fake news. It is absolutely comical. It is a bit like a clown world to be living in. So this last story I want to spend some time on. This is, I believe, the beta test for what happened to Alex Jones. I think we discovered it at BigLeaguePolitics.com, and this was the beta test. And I can't find anybody else who had this happen, but a Chinese MMA star was unpersoned after basically proving that Tai Chi sucks. We've got the article up on BigLeaguePolitics.com. This man, whose name I'm going to terribly butcher, and I apologize to any Chinese viewers in the audience, Xiao Dong, I'm going to guess, he saw on the Chinese state-run media, he saw a man doing Tai Chi. And he was using Tai Chi to beat all kinds of people. Well, this guy did some research and found out that it was actually all fake. It's Chuck Norris-tier production, which actually Chuck Norris was not fake. But it's a Hollywood production done in China to make Tai Chi, which is, of course, a Chinese art, look really, really impressive. And so he finds this out, and he challenges this guy named Wei Li. He challenges him to a fight. flies halfway across the massive country of China to fight him. It's all on camera. And the guy doing Tai Chi goes down in about 9 seconds, if that. The ref had to get between them before serious harm could be done. And so this guy's thinking, ha, see, China's going to move forward. We're going to accept mixed martial art as a legitimate form of martial arts. This is going to be fantastic. He's at the lead. Everything's great. Until he turned on the TV. And he saw on the TV the Chinese state-run media repeating over and over and over again that he disgraced China, that he brought a foreign force to invade China, and he hates Chinese traditions. And then, before you know it, he was purged off the Chinese social media. He was purged off the internet. He can no longer upload videos. He has been totally unpersoned for winning a fight against a guy doing Tai Chi. And then you think, wow, when did this happen? And you do a little bit of digging. 2015, 3 years before Alex Jones would be unpersoned in the exact same way. And for what? This guy won a fight. This guy proved that not that the West is the best, but that mixed martial arts beats Tai Chi. And he was unpersoned. Now, what was Alex Jones unpersoned for? I still can't get anybody to tell me. Some people say it's because he posted the video of the guy who lost his temper and pushed the kid down. Some people say it's because of this. Some people say it's because of that. And eventually, if you push them hard and long enough, they'll say, oh, it was Sandy Hook, which, of course, Alex Jones has spoken about at great length. Nobody can figure out what he did wrong. Nobody can figure out why. Yet, all together, after the media condemned him, after the media said that he is a conspiracy theorist and a vile man and an evil person with a heart of darkness, as Hillary Clinton said. Then big tech, in lockstep with the Democrats and their allies in the media, decided he had to go. So I think this is absolutely fascinating that big tech apparently had their beta test in China, where we know that Google has essentially sold to China. Facebook desperately wanted to, and Hong Kong kicked them out. And this is it. This is the beta test. This is what they did to see if the public, granted the Chinese public is a little bit different than the West, if the public would be okay with somebody being totally unpersoned. And it turns out they are. And so now it's happened to Alex Jones. But the fight isn't over. The West is not China. And as this man said, he said, yes, I criticize many people online, but have you ever considered that what I said was right? That is the perfect analogy to Alex Jones, who keeps getting proven right time and time again. InfoWars truly is next year's news today. Sometimes next decade's news today. That's why I am so glad that I get invited on these Friday afternoons to guest host the fourth hour. Again, I am Tom Papert. This has been the Alex Jones Show. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. I highly encourage everybody to check that out. Owen is a great friend and a fantastic host. If you haven't checked it out, what have you been living under a rock this past couple years? And reminder to go to InfoWarsStore.com. These are some of the best deals I have ever seen Alex Jones offer. I sit there and I wonder, how does he make money on any of this stuff? Of course, I've got my own website as well, and I'm thinking the margins must be non-existent. So take advantage of this opportunity. And of course, you can watch me weeknights, 8 p.m. Central on Facebook.com/GodEmperorTrumpOfficial. And one more time, thank you to Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew for doing such a phenomenal job and giving me this opportunity. I am Tom Papert. Stay tuned. War Room is coming up next on InfoWars.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The globalist, the eugenicist,